The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Friday. And I want to give a very, very special thank you to all of you who have called 888-578-9340 and given gifts to help refugee families in Lebanon find hope in Jesus Christ. These dear people that we are helping are some of the most needy people on the planet today, and that's not an exaggeration. I plead with you to check it out for yourself. Do a little internet search. Economic situation in Lebanon. Refugee crisis in Lebanon. Just do a little bit of research. You'll find that these are some of the most needy people on the planet. Heart for Lebanon is right in the midst of this chaos. I mean, right in the midst of this chaos, they are there providing hope. Most of these refugees are Muslim, but most of them who come in contact with Hope for Lebanon, or Heart for Lebanon, most of them put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And there's a waiting list. I want you to think about this. Muslims on a waiting list for a Christian organization. Does that blow your mind? Does that bless you? Does it challenge you? So, again, 888-578-9340. 888-578-9340. Call now. Give whatever gift God lays on your heart. Please do that. 888-578-9340. We had Al in Westerville. Al, hey, if you want to call back, I'll get you on right away. For whatever reason, we lost Al. I don't know. Maybe it was time for his nap. Al's listening. He'll laugh at that. Anyway, Al, if you want to call back, I'll get you on the air just as quick as I possibly can. This thing about our Border Patrol agents is so incredibly troubling. It's just incredibly troubling. You know the story. Video came out of our Border Patrol agents on horseback. They're not cowboys. They're federal agents. Maxine Waters called them cowboys. Nancy Pelosi called them cowboys. They're not cowboys. They're federal agents trained to protect us. And they're incredibly skilled horsemen, the horse patrol, which, by the way, has now been banished. One of the most effective ways that our Border Patrol has to patrol the border has been banished by the President of the United States because of false claims, absolute lies. False claims, absolute lies. That these Border Patrol agents were whipping these Haitian immigrants. No, they weren't. And by the way, the photographer who took the video, the photographer himself has said, hey, that video is being completely misrepresented. What I filmed and what the Democrats are saying are not the same. They're lying. The man who shot the video said, no, nobody, I didn't see anybody being whipped. And so President Biden has said there is going to be a thorough investigation. But here's the problem. How do you have an investigation, an honest investigation, when the President of the United States has already proclaimed that these Border Patrol agents are guilty? Which is exactly what he did. How do you have a fair investigation if the President of the United States has publicly said they're guilty? Today, let me quote, President Biden today issued a stern warning to Border Patrol agents seen this week chasing migrants on horseback, vowing, and I quote, those people will pay. Who? The Border Patrol agents. I thought there was going to be an investigation. I don't need one now. President has already declared that they're guilty and they will pay. He said, quote, horses run them over, people being strapped. Of course, I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. There will be an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. He added, quote, it's an embarrassment, but beyond embarrassment, it's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are. Those are the quotes from the President of the United States condemning his own federal agents because of a blatant lie. As I said a few minutes ago, and I mean this, I am trying my best to show honor and respect for the office of the President of the United States. It is getting more and more difficult. By the way, that opinion is sweeping across America. President Biden's poll numbers are plummeting. And here's the one that concerns me and should concern you more than any others. This is from, is this Gallup? One of the major, oh, Pew Research Center. They just released today their latest poll on America's confidence in the President of the United States. On things like making good decisions, 51% say no. Making good decisions about foreign policy, 54% of Americans say no, he's not. Making wise decisions about immigration policy, 56% of Americans say no, he's not. Bringing the country closer together, 66% of Americans say no. But here's this shocking one. They ask the question, how well does each of the following describe Joe Biden? Is he honest? 51% say, yeah. A good role model? 50% say no. 49% say yes. He takes responsibility for his actions. 50% say no. 49% say yes. But get this, mentally sharp. Do you believe the President of the United States is mentally sharp? 56% of Americans say no. Now think about that. 56% of Americans say our president is not mentally sharp. Only 43% say that he is. We are facing possibly one of the greatest leadership crises in recent American history. All right, we'll take a break and we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Now I want to say something. Some of you probably won't believe me, but I mean this with everything in me. I derive no pleasure whatsoever from criticizing our President Joe Biden. Seriously. Now, I know some political animals kind of live to condemn the other side. I'm not one of them. I have taught and have believed my entire life to respect authority, to respect the office, to respect people in places of authority, to respect them. And so it is honestly against everything in me to have the feelings that I have for our current president. 56% of Americans think he is not mentally sharp. I don't think so either. I honestly believe he has cognitive issues. And if he does, he's not running the country. And I think there's abundant evidence of that. He's not in control. Staff, how many times have we heard him say, well, I was told not to accept any questions. I was told to just walk away. Here's the list of the people that I am allowed to call on today for questions. What? The President of the United States is given a list of reporters that he is allowed to call on? And he hasn't done that once or twice. It's been several times that he has done that. He's got a list. Here are the approved callers. And he will say, they told me. Who is they? And when we're talking about our national security, when we're talking about our economy, it is just incredibly sad, and from a human standpoint, frightening. It really is. And then we've got the liberal left. I don't know whether you've heard about this, but I told you a couple of days ago that the radical squad had blocked funding for Israel's Iron Dome, which is for defensive purposes only. It has no offensive capability whatsoever. None. The Iron Dome has no offensive capability whatsoever. It exists for one purpose: defense. It can't fire anything. It can't shoot at anybody. And yet, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib had blocked funding for the Iron Dome. Well, fortunately, the anti-Semites in our Congress are few. We're very fortunate of that. Well, and as a result, the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday overwhelmingly, and I mean overwhelmingly, passed authorization to fund Israel's Iron Dome. overwhelmingly passed it. And so how did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez respond? She burst into tears on the floor of the House of Representatives. I'm not making this up. She burst into tears, and she was seen being hugged and consoled by other Democrats as she shed tears. Now, think about how bizarre, think about how wicked this is. The U.S. House of Representatives voted to help Israel defend themselves, innocent civilians, from their enemies. And a U.S. representative is seen in tears on the floor of the House of Representatives because Israel could defend themselves. Now, by the way, she when the vote was taken, it was 420-9. That was the vote, 420-9. At first, AOC voted no. Then at the last second, she changed it to present. Now, she's crying because it passed. But at the last moment, she changes her mind. Rather than voting no, she just votes present. Why? Because she wants to take on Chuck Schumer in the Senate. And there is a fairly large Jewish contingent in New York. Yeah, does that tell you about her convictions? Oh, my. Hey, we're coming up on a break, and I want to encourage you again to rescue refugees in the country of Lebanon for $116. You can take care of all of the needs of an entire family for four full months for $116. Now, that's less than most of you pay for your cell phone, cable, and internet. You could take care of an entire family. Everything. Food, clothing, medical assistance, and education. For these children who, about the only way they're going to get out of the extreme abject poverty is to get an education. And the education will be done in the name of Jesus. I'm pleading with you to call 888-578-9340. Would you do that right now? 888-578-9340. Why don't you call right now? Whatever amount God puts on your heart. If you can't do $116, do $30, do $25, do $50. But I know that somebody could take care of 10, 15, or 20 families. Somebody could do that right now. 888-578-9340.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.